first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Football Podcast. My name is Simon Head. I'm back for a show.
Hey! What's going on? What's going on?
They've let me out of my
There's
pen.
Booze. There's booze.
Yeah, that's Coxon.
Booze is very harsh.
Northern wanker in the corner.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Right, was it show number 92?
Show number 92.
Have you got a fact for 92,
Si? There are 92 clubs in the Football League.
Boom.
It's also the year that half of Man United's fans became Man United fans.
Yes.
Fair
and,
enough.
It's about 40 odd shows since I last pitched up on one of these.
I was going to say, it's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while.
We got to 50, I think.
Some people won't know who you are.
No, I know. Well, it was ever thus, mate.
You'll certainly know by the end of the show.
Yeah, they will. They know that's a heater guard who they complain to.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Sean?
So I might not know that we do that.
No, shut up.
I have got a 92 stat. Euro 92. Yeah. One by
Denmark.
And why was it a little bit weird that they won?
Because they didn't qualify.
They were mostly on a beach, most of the players, when they got called back.
Michael Laudrup didn't.
It's the only good thing to come out of the Eastern European Wars, really, isn't it? The fact that Denmark became European champions. They were on the beach, and they were getting phone calls saying, get back.
Yugoslavia was being ripped apart. Yeah. You're back in.
Let's go play some football.
They ended up winning. It was also the last tournament with only eight teams, the last with only 2 points for a win, and the last before the pass-back rule came into play as well.
Oh, right.
It's as if he's prepared this. It's amazing.
Did you know there was another war example of
what is
war.
It good for, Jim?
I'll tell you what it's good for. It brought a new country. CIS. The only ever thing they played in. It was only 18.
Cooperative Insurance.
Yeah, no, it was CIS. Confederation of Something States. It was all of the mishmash.
Independent States.
Yeah. Of when Soviet Union. Yeah, when the Soviet Union ball broke up and they played in
it. Right, and there's a fact from that. Dmitry Karin has technically played for three international teams.
Yeah, I like that. CIS was one of them.
CIS,
Russia, Soviet Union.
Were they only good at solving mysteries and going to crime scenes and that?
Ah, it's the wrong way. You're dyslexic though, aren't you?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I like that. Dyslexia. He did always wear trousers, though.
He did.
Like a goalkeeper that wears trousers, like Kirali.
We've always said we like goalkeepers that wear trousers, don't we? Yeah.
And Lionel Perez, who didn't use his hands at Sunderland, just used to kick it off the line, even if it was going top bin. Right, we're moving on. This is the pre-season show. Season previews. This is why we've got Simon Head back, because we know how good you are.
Should we not introduce ourselves first?
We don't really do that
don't
anymore,
right? No, well, it's been a while.
Michael Coxon.
Hello.
We've got Dan Silva.
Hello. A freshly shaved Dan Silva after the abuse he got on the last week's show.
Judging by the state of your chin, we're not talking about your face now.
Yeah.
We've got Sean Miller.
Afternoon.
As we know, we've now got Simon Head. I'm Jim Staples, and we've got Stuart Hall. You put it here from once and one time only.
Three times today, mate.
Well, that's the first time.
Do you want your present, or do you want to wait?
Let's get out of the way.
So, you probably won't know this, and a lot of the listeners won't know. So, Mike went to
Thailand,
and he brought a present back.
Yeah.
I'm a little
it's not
bit
STD, is it?
Well, this is it.
The Thais are big fans of their football. I've actually got a blog to post about it. They'll probably go up early next week once the dust has settled on this show about how they enjoy their football and how they integrate with it. And the best bit of football merchandise I saw over there was some sweets that were themed. They're Manchester United marshmallow football.
No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
They
brilliant.
Are splendid.
And I figured, looking at that...
Who's got green hair?
Well,
is that Wes Brown?
I'm not sure.
That's supposed to be Wes Brown.
I'm not sure if they're actually meant to be players. There is a football card in there, so we'll open them in a bit.
Are they actually official?
They are, yeah. There was also Manchester United referees whistle pops, where you blow into the end, it makes a whistling noise, and you automatically get a penalty. They had them in Liverpool flavour, which was bitter lemon and 20 years out of date.
Yes. Mike's got a laugh.
Yes.
Gets regular laughs. And so I thought we could enjoy those.
I was going to say, who from?
His mum.
That's really nice.
And I also figured that we could have one each for each of us, since there is one black one, but Jerome's not here. Yeah. But,
Don't say that to a Gillingham fan, Mike. Come on, we've discussed this already.
Sorry.
Are you opening them now?
I reckon we are. I don't want money.
I'll have one later.
They look absolutely horrible. It's like when your nan makes cake that's got like hairs on it, and you're like, thanks, nan, I'll take home and eat it. Like, is that just me?
Well, no, I don't know.
Your nan makes me cakes with hairs.
I don't know. And we get, there's a player card inside as well.
Yeah. Well, in the Whistle Pops, it was Michael Carrick, and it had sort of like when they joined their debut, had their height. And then it had his weight as undisclosed, which I thought made him sound like a bit of a lady.
Yeah.
Do not ask
who Michael Carrick his weight.
Just on a
Carrick never tells. Yeah.
On the Man United theme, quickly. Really, really, really good to see Darren Fletcher.
Yes.
Back on a football pitch.
Even better to see Clayton Blackmore, Dwight York, and Quinton Fortune because they played.
Did they play
as well? Yeah. But he got 30 minutes under his belt. Because there's been no chat about it, has there? There's been no chat about him coming back.
Well, he was training with Scotland this week just to see. And
yeah, we're talking about playing football.
Can I just? I don't want to sort of.
Oh, look, he's taking it over again already.
Mr. Coxon's chips here.
They're
tie, right? Made and distributed under license by Sweet Cred Limited. PO Box 139 Sid Cup. That's about 15 minutes by car from where we're sitting, right?
Well, if you want to go into Sid Cup and buy some Manchester United marshmallow footballers, you're welcome.
I'm just saying.
I think he's got the shaft to a bang, and I thank you for that.
Look, he's come back and he's already poo pooing our show.
Yeah. Just leave it outside.
Leave it side.
Complain to yourself.
Go back to your MMA.
Right, quickly, we're going to go on to our predictions for the season in a minute, but first of all, Sean Miller, you were at the Olympic final.
I was indeed.
On Sunday. Yeah. Decent tickets as well, I hear.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, £125 Club Wembley seats.
How much did you pay?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you basically threatened to outbid.
No, the other gentleman threatened, said to me that
he'd outbid you.
Yeah.
And you stepped down.
That's right.
And what happened to him? Did his missus say, I don't want to go?
I don't really know.
Who was that? Who was someone else?
It was Chris.
Chris O'Mo.
Basically, our boss, our MD at the Mirror, gave Sean his tickets.
And he just liked me.
I thought Sean was going to cry. He came over on Friday afternoon and went, I know you wanted these tickets, so there we go. And Sean was like, oh, shit, how am I going to pay for these? And he went, no, they're free. He didn't say that, but he was looking at me.
Yeah.
He went, no, they're free for you. You work hard, so well done.
Nice.
So he took his girlfriends, and good result for you as well, because you wanted Mexico to win, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Good game. I was watching it in Victoria Park.
It actually was
a big screen. It was really good up there, actually.
Second half, Brazil kind of came
first
into
half
life,
a bit dull.
I was going to say, it wasn't
23 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah. After that,
all right.
Nothing much really happened.
Slow start, but it got better.
Exactly. But second half, brilliant. I was gutted Oscar missed that chance right at the end.
Should have scored.
Really should have scored.
I fancied extra time.
Yeah,
I really fancied extra time.
Free tickets, brilliant.
Yeah.
Your guy was getting a bit of a pace as well, the Man United.
Well, it's interesting because the next night I was at the Blur gig in Hyde Park and I was drinking and talking to a bloke who was the spitting image of Raphael, so I think it might make sense that he'd been out on the pitch as well.
Wasn't Fabio.
We were trying to work out if he was Fabio and Raphael. He just kept telling us to fuck off. So
it was.
He got a load of abuse of the Brazil fans when
he did that back heel, wasn't it? He tried to do the flare little back heel.
What's Brazilian for show pony?
it was awful.
It's not like him to mess up in an important game, like in the Champions League quarter final against Bayern Munich the other day when he got sent.
The commentators made out that it was Premier League fans being in there, didn't they?
No, that's
what they made out.
Yeah, they did. I was at the game and it was definitely the worst of the abuse was coming from people in yellow shirts.
But was that my mate from Sheffield went in a Brazil shirt?
They were definitely Brazilian.
Okay, right. All right, fair enough.
Wasn't as good as the Olympics event I was at. While you were doing that, I was at the women's volleyball semi-finals with the best named sports person ever, the American superstar Destiny Hooker.
Brilliant.
I was gonna give you some stick for talking about women's volleyball.
Oh no!
You pulled that back with Destiny Hooker.
Were you with Destiny Hooker or was she playing?
She was playing. She was playing. So me and the missus went and watched the volleyball. Sorry, this isn't the volleyball podcast, is it?
Well, no, it's Destiny Hooker. It's a testimonial to Destiny Hooker. We'll get Darren Fletcher, he'll come on in a minute and have a little play around. Also, there was the Charity Shield. I didn't see it.
Nor did I.
It looked like a decent game.
Apparently it was tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And apparently there was a lot of diving.
How many empty seats were there? I heard there were quite a few empty seats in Villa Park.
Well, no, they're not that. There can't have been that many. When you look at the capacity and how many were there, JR resident Villa Reserve fan, although they don't play at Villa Park, asked him the capacity. Only about 2,000-3,000 off capacity.
Oh, really?
But there was, yeah, there was. I think it's because it's an Olympics thing. Everyone's still going on about the empty seats and that. But yeah, it was Hazard did a terrible dive, and then he also tried to do a trick. Did you see the trick?
I did see that.
It's awful, wasn't it? Absolute genius.
5 million. Yeah,
well done. Oh, did he do a try and go back heel and fall over?
It was like the David Dunn sort of moment.
Right, brilliant.
But everyone does that. JJ Koch did that once. You know when you go to strike the ball and your left foot, your standing foot just nips it just a tiny bit in front, it just causes absolute chaos.
Don't try and be a smart ass.
Yeah, okay, so possibly the most entertaining thing of that, Colo Torre giving his medal to a guy in the stadium.
Ashley Cole did it as well, albeit his was a loser's medal.
But that wasn't out as a protest, was it?
No.
Ashley Cole gave it to a City fan.
Yeah, apparently. It was in the papers today.
In sort of the Olympic spirit of.
But was he just swinging it?
Was it?
Oh, he
fired it.
Is it the Olympic spirit, or is it just that no one can be asked about the community?
This is what I was really pissed off about when I read about it, was the fact that Ivanovic isn't being banned for his red card in the game. It's a reserve game. It's counted as a reserve game.
It's ridiculous as well, because I remember famously about 6 years ago in the Amsterdam tournament, Rooney and Scholes got sent off
and they
got suspended.
Because that was a FIFA section or UEFA section.
And because the Dutch FA reported it.
But now it's counted as a reserve game, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
Didn't Billy Bremner get sent off in what was the charity shield?
Billy Bremner and Kevin Keegan
and he got banned for ages.
Something like six games each.
They were the first sent off at Wembley in a showpiece.
That was Brian Clough's first game.
Yeah, when he was the Damn United and whatever. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Rangers, Stuart, you're on this. Rangers played their first league game of the season, and they were 2-1 down in about the 93rd minute. Good.
Can we specify this is Glasgow and not Queen's Park?
Yeah, we're talking Glasgow Rangers against Peterhead, in fact.
Is that the name of your old man or something? Is that why he looked at you, Simon?
Simon Peterhead. That was silly.
It's the team Si followed on behalf of the podcast for the season.
Oh, back in the day.
Before we got desperate and got you on.
They were rubbish, weren't they?
They were dreadful.
And they drew 2-2, and Rangers only got a last minute.
I flicked over on Sky Sport, I think it was, and I saw them 2-1 up.
Yeah.
Obviously, they equalised. No, Peterhead went 2-1 up, didn't they?
Yeah, Rangers equalised in 96.
Yeah, I saw the big centre forward, Peterhead, actually scored to make it go 2-1 up. It was a great goal. A touch finish.
The first wasn't bad.
First was a driven effort, but he did nice. The thing is, we've said this a couple of weeks ago, but Rangers are going to be up against that every week. When they're playing away.
They were saying in the Daily Record, the problem is Rangers tried to play Peterhead at their own game. They tried to do the long ball rather than just playing them off the park.
But I mean, they're going to have. Sometimes that's not going to work. They will have to mix it, won't they?
But it's funny as well, because a couple of weeks ago they were saying all the talk is how many points are Rangers going to win league by, how many hundreds of goals are they going to score. It's not looking like that now, is it?
No, but to be fair, if I'm playing for one of those Scottish teams. Talk about motivation for playing before the game. You're going to give 110% playing against Rangers. This is your chance. All right, they might have come down a couple of leagues, but you're still playing against Rangers.
A lot of them will be Rangers fans, or Celtic fans.
The stands are going to be absolutely packed out.
And the players, the motivation, you're going to step up another level as a player, I think, so they're going to find it hard.
Do you not think there's a case to say to the manager there, look, Alec, get a load of players that are going to get you out of this league on 1 year deals? Okay, they've still got a few quality players that are there. They need to sign players that have got experience at that level. I'm talking about players that have played in Division 3, Division 2 promotion campaigns. Get those sort of guys in on a 1 year deal.
Yeah,
get them through a league.
Well, exactly.
But I mean, they've still got the clout to go and do that and sign some of these players. So it might be what they have
to do. Well, they're all part timers, so a permanent contract would be a decent thing for them, wouldn't it?
And Rangers have announced this week that they are now debt free to anyone in Scottish football. There's still going to be some tax cases coming up and stuff, but in terms of the debt.
Right, that's definitely enough on Rangers.
Alright, we've had our first bout of competitive football as well. High five, Simon Heads. Gillingham won last night against Bristol City, 2-1.
Very good result.
We have
2-1 flattered them apparently as well.
It did. I've got a little story from it as well. At the end of the game, me and a drunken friend were trying to get someone else to take a photo, and this guy couldn't work out how to work the phone. So I took it off him and gave it to the first guy that was coming down the steps and said, mate, can you take a photo? And he went, yeah. and he looked a bit shocked, and he sort of went to get in. I went, no, me and him. He went, oh, right, what do I press? He took the photo, and then he walked off, and I was like, yeah, good photo, cheers, mate. He walked off, and then some guy came up to me who I'd never met and was like, what are you doing? I went, what do you mean? He went, do you know who that was? I went, no. Geraint Jones. Did you say Geraint Jones?
Geraint Jones, English winner.
The Ashes winner.
No way.
I just said, oh, mate, take a photo for me. Which is why he took the thing and went, oh, and I was like, no, me and him. me and this other fat piss gone. And then he stood there and went, he sort of looked and he took the photo and then he gave me the phone back and walked off. And
you
then,
tweeted him today basically saying, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I apologise. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Because he used to play for Kent, so he's obviously got mates with Chelsea fans. He's in Bristol at the moment on, I don't know, playing cricket or whatever. So he went along and he got me going, yeah, take a photo, mate. But so yeah, apologies if you're listening. But we are through to
Geraint Jones. And new big news,
the draw has just been made. Yeah. Friend of the show, Kay Murray, Real Madrid TV presenter, but also massive, massive Borough fan. Gillingham are at home to Middlesbrough. Side's already invited her along, although she's been quite abusive to us, apparently.
She tweeted us back, she tweeted me and Jim saying, you guys suck. Which I thought was a bit harsh.
She's not wrong. Because we are quite rubbish, but
yeah, so I just replied to her saying that we were a bit disappointed because we wanted to draw a big club.
That's a heck of a trip for the Borough fans on a Tuesday night as well, isn't it?
If there's more than 20 of them there, then
they won't be.
What do you reckon the chances? Are you going to have some sort of wager with Kay?
I think it needs to shark be done,
buckets.
Yeah.
She knows me too.
Don't you owe her shark buckets?
No, QPR beat Middlesbrough twice.
She needs to stop betting on Middlesbrough playing their teams.
I think some sort of slave for a day bet would be quite good for you.
Oh yeah, because she really wants Simon in. Dressed up in leather, walking him around on a cat's.
Well, I'm not talking about
that.
To be
fair.
Some of our listeners probably would actually. I'd enjoy Simon Head in leather.
The other results last night, just one of the ones I saw, was Swindon beating Brighton 3-0.
Very competitive. Well, come on.
I mean, that's a.
Alan Navarro.
Wait. We're talking about results from last night, and we're not mentioning Derby 5.
5-5.
Scunthorpe 5. 7-6 to Scunthorpe on penalties.
21 penalties, was it?
And 4-1. Derby were 4-1 up.
Derby had a 3-goal lead twice in that game.
Really?
And lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good work.
Go team.
And conceded twice in stoppage time.
Good work.
It's very strange, the fact that it's before the season proper starts, because...
Well, it's because of the...
The Euro, sorry, yeah.
They've put the season back a week.
It is weird, though, because it messed me up a little bit. Suddenly it was like, oh my God, it's a charity shield last weekend. Hang on, hasn't the Football League started yet?
Why is it the Premier League?
It was bizarre, but anyway.
Are we all agree that we're not calling it the Capital One Cup as well?
Who's
the Coca-Cola Cup?
No, I'm going to go back to the Rumbelows Cup.
It's the League Cup.
For me, Coca-Cola Cup growing up.
Coca-Cola Cup for me. And
Rumbelows.
Or the Milk Cup. I do like the Milk Cup. Yeah.
But obviously, I was discussing this with someone the other day. You have moments in your lifetime when you're well into football and your formation years. For me, I always remember it as the Ensley League Division 1, 2 and 3 as well.
And the,
or the Nationwide, possibly.
Nationwide.
Exactly, because you're a couple of years younger than me. You see it as the Nationwide, I see it as the Ensley. I'd always see it as the Coca-Cola Cup.
And annoying, again, just sort of speaking of changing names, you see the Ballon d'Or, which I quite like. As it's now called the Best Player in Europe.
That's a different award altogether. They reward that every year when they do the Champions League draw.
No, they said,
for the best player from in Europe last year.
I read today that it's now called the Best Player in Europe, formerly the Ballon d'Or.
No, but they're incorrect.
It's like reinvent itself like Prince.
The Ballon d'Or merged with the FIFA World Player of the Year, and that's awarded in December. This is a completely different thing. Wherever you read that, they're wrong.
They should just call it the LAD Awards. Yeah. Lad, or
the Rumbelows Player of the Year.
Yeah. Anyway, he's going to Bangor Town's whatever his name is.
Oh no, he's out the running now.
If I was a sponsor
and I got the deal to sponsor the,
just call it the League Cup.
I would call it the League Cup and just say, on a proviso, we have all the advertising around.
Yeah.
No, I'd do it like when we entered that Bath City Stadium. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, yours was quite good. When the League Cup,
call it the Double D.
Or the Disney Cup, Mickey Mouse Cup. Yeah. Get Disney to sponsor
it.
Exactly. No, it's not. It's very serious this season. We're through. We're giant killers. We're giant killers. Come on.
We are giant killers.
So we'll get some sort of bets out between you and Kay.
Great.
Yeah. It needs to be done, yeah.
All right. Let's move on. We'll start with the Premier League. I'm going to throw out a statement, and if any of you have got an opinion on it, we'll go with it.
Right.
So
I hope we do, otherwise it'll be a shit show, wouldn't it?
Well, one team, you're one team to overachieve in the Premier League. Who do you think this season? So that could mean Liverpool.
Southampton,
yeah. On the basis of what? You don't think they're going to go down?
On the basis that most people think they'll go down, I think they'll finish comfortably mid-table.
Really?
Yeah. They play good football, they've got a manager who knows what he's doing. I think they've... Football's all about momentum.
Big time.
Teams that, and we've seen it in the Premier League before. Teams, Norwich City, everyone thought they're going straight back down.
They're the biggest one from the minute from League One to the Championship.
We said this. Yeah. I was here for this one. It's probably the last one I did. Right? Well, we said they've got the momentum, and I think you and me both said that they'd stay up.
It was a Championship squad in the League One. When they went up, so, yeah. So they went straight through that as well.
I think Southampton
remained the Championship squad pretty much in the Premiership.
Yeah,
and then they just did fantastic.
However, I do think Reading are going to go straight back down.
Yeah, Reading are my.
Because I just don't see them playing the right type of football. So like, I don't know if their players are going to. Southampton, just the way they play. I think they're quite.
Really, really tight at the back last season, and they've got a fella in Paul Gremlin come on. Score loads.
I will say on Southampton, a lot of teams have tried to play football before and gone down. West Brom and Blackpool
example of that. It's very hard though, because I think Southampton will be alright. I agree with you about Reading.
Arsenal.
I agree with you.
What's overachieving for Arsenal? Winning the league.
That was my issue.
Anything less than that is overachieving.
Finishing two places above Tottenham.
I think they'll be better than. Than people give them credit for.
See, I was going to put Arsenal as underachieving, but they're not my underachievers. But I was going to put them.
Thanks for that.
Separate question: Who do we all think is going to win the league?
Manchester United. I'm going to have to
Tottenham.
Seriously, you think,
no.
Who would you say? So we got a Man United fan who's saying Man United.
I've got City.
Two cities, a Man United, fellas.
If Chelsea get Hulk, then that could be an attacking force.
I think Chelsea will be a lot closer.
Hulk
is
massively overrated. He's
just massive.
He's bloody.
No, he just wears t-shirts. They're too small for him. That's all it is.
He's got a huge arse.
Don't say that. That's what people have been saying about me recently. I've been going to the gym a little bit as well, right? I'm shrinking my t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, right. Sean, who are you going for? Man United.
If Manchester United get Robin van Persie, then I think it'll be very, very close. I think Manchester
United. He's got to stay fit, isn't he?
Man United. Van Persie's failed a medical with Man United today, apparently. Bad back, he was carrying his team all last season. I think Chelsea. I think
underachiever, overachiever.
No, overachiever. Well, no, to win the league.
It won't be
overachieving. I think he's building a very. They're changing the way they play. They're changing the whole ethos of the club, aren't they? They've brought the type of setup like Barcelona got for small players, technically players, and they're building it all around Torres as well.
I just think this will be a season of transition for him. I don't think it's going to be.
I thought that was last year.
I think a lot depends on how Di Matteo does. I could easily see Di Matteo messing up, and I could easily see him leading them to the title. I think it could go either way. I don't think it's going to be mediocrity. I think it's going
to
be.
There's a lot to be said at Man United. They've only not won the title back once or something, is it? Yeah, when Chelsea won it back to back and what have you. He's going to have them fired up. And they've made a couple of good signings as well, to be fair, haven't they? And they've got the kid in the other day that everyone was after. 4 minutes.
Where is Rodwell on the Man City, by the way? Anyone play that to me?
Well, it's like he's announced his first team retirement, hasn't he?
The boy hasn't got any hamstrings. Yeah, the boy has not got any hamstrings. Michael Coxon, I'm going deaf in my left ear. Can you please stop shouting? I've barely spoken this podcast. Will you stop shouting? I'm going deaf.
You don't get one, now.
I don't want one.
You don't get one.
It's got wheat in it.
I hope it has. You can have one if it's got wheat in it.
Mentioning Rodwell, my team to overachieve this season is Everton. Yeah, they've not been outside the top 8 in the last 6 seasons.
And they've got that's a rarity.
And they have a full season of Nikita Jelovic.
But then don't you mean that overachieving for them would have to be the Champions League?
If they finish in the top 5, that would be a massive overachievement. And I think they might finish in the top 5. I think
they overachieve every year.
Yeah. This is it, that's what I'm saying.
We're spending money this year, they've spent money.
Now got the Rodwell money to go out and spend a little bit more. Yeah. It's after a couple of falls.
They've just agreed a deal, so I'm trying to be quiet.
That's normal.
they've just agreed a deal for a Belgian striker.
Cut it out, and he's gone back again.
I'm talking at volume, it's quite a loud pub.
It's going off the Richter scale.
Good. So have we got
Wilder? I've heard a vicious rumour that a certain Mr. Mickey Owen in the squad could be going to Everton.
The odds were slashed last week. Yeah.
Has anyone got any more advantages on relegation tips?
QPR.
Swansea.
Really? I really think QPR will go down.
We're Spurs my underachievers, you prick.
No, don't worry, mate, they're mine as well.
I think QPR
will go down.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they've got too much about them. I think they made some good signings in Park Ji-sung. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic signing for them. And I think the experience that they've got from last season is massive.
They scraped
as well.
I don't think they're going to want to do it again.
I think we're going to go down. I think Wigan will go down after Roberto Martinez leaves their mid-season to join a bigger team. Ooh. Someone will get binned off in the top half, mid-table.
ABB.
Someone will get binned off and I think
brings us nicely on to
Wigan will go down.
So first manager to leave their job this season. So that can be resigned, sacked, poached by another team. I've gone for Michael Laudrup at Swansea.
Yeah,
I think he'll have a rubbish start, and I don't think he wants it enough. I think he'll walk. Yeah. I think he'll walk after 8 or 9 games. I think it'll be that quick.
Well, see, Swansea were my team to go down, but I think he'll be on that much money that he'll probably be kept on for a while. But
Steve King. He's only got 3 games, hasn't he?
Oh, God, did you see... who saw the press conference?
Chevy Singh.
Have you heard about
it?
No.
Global
Pedersen. Got no
I've
news.
Been in Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to sell Pedersen. And he's described him as lost his leg.
Hang on, two seconds.
Just failed to reinvent himself. Literally of no use. And that's a player that Blackburn are trying to sell.
And he said as well.
Advisor. He won't be going into a state agency after that.
He was here, had a conversation with his son about Ronaldo. What's he going to do? Is he going to be a centre midfielder? No, he's a winger. And I was like, hang on, is he now saying Ronaldo's rubbish as well? What is he going on about? And he basically got taught, he got asked questions, and he basically said if the manager doesn't do well, he'll be sacked. Someone said, well, what's not doing well? And he said, well, maybe 2 losses, 3 losses, he'll go. And then someone went, sorry, have you just said if you lose 3 games in a row, he'll be sacked? And he went, yes. And everyone
like
in the all the Blackburn, yeah, all the Blackburn fans were like,
they were loving it. Yeah.
Key now.
And so they cheering on the opposition the first 3 games of the season. This was gonna happen. Blackburn fans turning up in your way.
You could tell that like the groundswell of support sort of changed, and he was like, they like it when I mug the club off. He asked about Pedersen, and he was like, yeah, Pedersen's rubbish. We want players who can run, he's rubbish. And then everyone cheered again, and he thought, they love me.
And now he's apologised.
I have to say, I don't know about...
I thought it was going to end with him burning a Blackburn shirt to the crowd.
This is the guy from Benkies, right?
Yeah. No, he's not quite from Benkies. He's Chevy Singh. He's been brought in as their global advisor.
Yeah, global.
This is Blackburn Rovers we're talking about.
They don't go anywhere outside of Blackburn.
He's a former Singapore centre-back and now a pundit for ESPN Asia. And if anyone's ever watched ESPN Asia...
I watched a lot of it on holiday, yeah.
He's on a massive...
I have to say, I don't know about managers, but my tip for first person to be fired is Chevy Singh.
No, he's brilliant.
Fans love him.
Fans favourite.
Fan favourite.
He could be the manager.
He's player of the season at Blackburn.
He probably will be.
Get him in a centre.
Although Blackburn do have one of my signings of the season in Danny Murphy.
We're going to move on to that. Signing of the season.
Danny Murphy and Santi Palazzo.
Thank you.
I'd love it if you just said someone different.
I've got two: Danny Murphy for Blackburn and Santi Colosa.
Cazorla. I'll leave that out, Miller, every single time.
None of you know how to pronounce anyone's names.
Alright.
Shut up, Sean.
I think you speak English.
Stuart, signing of the season.
Diakate for us, I think. He's good on loan at us, scored the win against Arsenal.
Over Park Ji-sung.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's that centre midfielder. He got sent off.
Big unit, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it'll be good for us this year.
I think Park Ji-sung is one of the signings of the season. Could potentially look back on that.
That thing, I don't know where he can do the job for QPR. He's a lot of hard working guys and skilled players.
What QPR didn't have last season in the middle was that energy. They had.
But he does
Sean falling
for it. And Sean Derry does put a lot in, but
he's not going to let
him. He hasn't got the energy levels.
Some doesn't quite have the legs anymore. He showed that for United numerous times last season.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure he does, yeah, but I don't think that'll make him a great
sign.
Park Ji-sung is definitely an upgrade on Sean Derry.
Yeah, definitely.
And in terms of the squad that QPR got,
I love Sean Derry.
I think he's a good fit for him, so I think he'll be a good signing. The other one, I think the Brazilian lad for Chelsea could be a hell of a player.
He did well in the final, but as soon as a couple of defenders around him and he didn't have any space, his game went to pot. Same with Neymar.
So
Ian Neymar was crap, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had flashes of brilliance, but you know,
encroaching a little bit on Hogwarts, which will probably be that next week because it got a lot of good publicity. Hogwarts. Any young players to watch for the season?
We are doing Hogwarts though.
I don't think we'll have time. No. We're on 30 minutes and we've not even opened it up to other news yet.
Yeah. I'd say John Joe Shelby at Liverpool. I quite fancy him to have a good season. I think Rodgers fancies him.
Hey. So you think he'll get in the squad?
Yeah.
Because they've got a couple. They've got Shelby and they've got Sterling as well, which looks like it could be his breakthrough, which will be one of the Hogwarts in the next couple of weeks to come. But I don't know if Shelby's going to be in favour.
He's been getting good reviews during pre-season.
Well, he did very well at Blackpool, didn't he?
He plays football the way that Rodgers likes it. He's very good pass with the ball. He's quick.
Have you seen the coat that looks like John Joe Shelby's face?
Yes.
Steve Anglesey, my boss, actually. Weird. He tweeted, he got home from work, saw, I think it was his wife's coat.
Dressing
gown.
Dressing
gown, yeah. It looks like John Joe Shelby. So he took a picture of it.
A bit like Jesus and the toast job.
It's one of those, yeah. It's amazing. It looks
or
like
someone was. There was some footballers facing bird shit the other day, wasn't it?
What?
Yeah, there was a bird shit.
Well, we saw Andy Gray at the Olympics closing ceremony, didn't we? Yeah. Picked up a silver for Team Holland. Go.
My young one would be Joe Allen.
So I'm not.
I think he's not young. He doesn't care.
He's 22.
Yeah, but he's established.
Yeah, that's not young.
Not in Liverpool. He's not.
Yeah, we're talking 17, 18 year old side.
Raheem Sterling.
Paolo Gazzaniga, Southampton. He will be playing first team football by the end of the season. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Copper bottom guaranteed.
Might have a bet on that
because Kelvin Davis.
Get your levers on.
Kelvin Davis is their goalkeeper at the moment, and he's knocking on a bit. Injuries are beginning to take their toll on him. And when Gazzaniga will inevitably get a chance to play.
You think you're getting it?
Yeah, I really do. He's an incredibly talented goalkeeper. And he's made a really good move leaving Gillingham and going to Southampton. And he will be a very, very good Premier League goalkeeper.
Oh, I hope his goalkeeping's better than his English.
Well, he's fantastic. He was supposed to be getting English lessons from Gillingham when they started, and they didn't do it. They didn't bother.
They said, we'll get you to teach you some English, and they just never bothered.
Nothing.
It's true.
Nothing.
But,
as long as he knows man on, should be all right.
Yeah, it's the international language of football, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Right, that's the Premier League sort of had a look at. We'll go on to Championship, League 1, League 2 for a little bit next week. The young player to watch in League 2 undoubtedly is going to be the kit man at Gillingham.
71 is he?
71 year old kit man. He gave the team talk last night before the League Cup game.
Nice.
Wow. Martin Allen was on Sky Sports News, the new Gillingham manager, about an hour ago, and he said, we let Malcolm, the kit man, the 71 year old kit man, give the team talk.
Amazing.
And the presenter sort of laughed and he went, no, we did. Yeah, no, that happens.
That's got me.
And he talked about pre-season. You know, he's known for his weird pre-seasons and stuff. He said, well, no, it was fine. It wasn't weird at all. We went to France. It was all good. We were on the beach. We saw an island. I said, right, oh, lads, tops off. Let's swim to the island, right?
Please tell me it was Britain.
So they're all getting in the slide, but they hadn't checked to see that everyone could swim, right? And apparently there were three players in the Gillingham squad who remained nameless. We need to find out who they are.
Why didn't they say anything?
Who can't swim, right? And so you paddle out. You know what happens when you're on the beach? You go out swimming, and then there's a drop off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you think, whoa, okay, feet not on the floor anymore. And three of them are sort of thrashing about like that. And they had to go back and get them.
So, thrashing about like what, sorry?
It's a podcast, visual things don't really work.
Yeah, that was, but I'd like to see it again.
I was doing it through the medium of mime. I was very good. The Marcel of the podcasting world.
Why isn't they called Martin Allen Mud Dog?
I have no idea.
From his playing days.
Because he tries to drown his own players.
Exactly. From his playing days, he was just mental. He had a wheel to
win. Whereas he settled down.
He turned up at West Ham training and he'd run. And he had a little bit of the old... foam around the mouth from running.
Nice.
And Ian Bishop said, you look like a mad dog, and that's why it's called Mad Dog.
And he used to eat Pinnacle Charm as well. Right, open it out. Any other news?
Yes, can we talk about the funny stuff now?
Right,
go on.
What do you want to do?
Well, you were talking about.
We're back for 1 week.
No. You were talking about best signing of the summer.
Premier League, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't get round to me. I was just waiting for it.
Okay, sorry, mate.
Mr. Lee Dixon is the best signing of the summer because he has left the BBC and he's joined ITV.
Really?
That's a terrible move for him.
No, for him, for ITV, brilliant. He'd be their best pundit by a mile.
No, that's not
an
difficult.
Actual football pundit.
Yeah, but if they signed a
what football have they got?
Be the best pundit by a mile.
Yeah, what's going to be?
If they signed a Shrod
on ITV.
Yeah, exactly. What football have they got
on ITV?
FA Cup,
Champions League. You've heard it. Oh no, you wouldn't. You're a Tottenham fan, aren't you? Sorry.
Also, was he happy about his transfer, or did like Andy Townsend just go around to the BBC, put him in the back of his tactics truck, drive him to ITV, and unveil him as a new top? He's just prodding him. You're happy to be here, Lee, aren't you? Yes, I'm happy.
Jeffrey's told him he wasn't wanting the BBC anymore. So.
Right, Daniel Silva, jump in with your any other news.
Well, I got some naughty boys of the week.
Okay, is one of them Ribéry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, two of them.
Yeah, two of them are Ribéry.
Two of them are Ribéry. No,
this
is serious shit.
This is serious.
And it only came out last night, didn't it? Ribéry and Benzema are on trial.
The other one.
Trial for sex with an underage prostitute.
16.
16.
Yeah.
16
well,
was,
basically,
yeah.
Is that still rattling on?
Yeah. That was, yeah, I remember it came
originally
2 years
the,
ago.
The Parisian judges said because they did know he would.
It's the M&R section with Sean Miller.
Alright, you take over.
Later that same evening. I don't know any of that. That's my.
Yeah, basically, the Brazilian judges then.
Well, it's not, because the charges have been brought forward and they're actually charging him.
They've finally charged him, yeah. He's been rolling on for 2 years. The girl does not look 16.
Well, not now.
She's 19.
No, you see the pictures from when it originally broke, and she's.
That's no testament. No. I'm sorry. You will be on that stand. I'm sorry.
If
she was 13.
If
but
you'll
she
please let me.
Is that a Jim Staples from the Roxy?
Quieter, quieter. If you'll please let me finish, what I was going to say is she has testified that they didn't know she was 16 at the time.
Okay.
So. I don't think they're going to get sent down for
it's
it.
It's not the sort of thing you'd do, is it? Oh, how old are you again?
No, but the point is,
it's not even like they just met her in a bar and shaved her. She's a fucking whore. She's a prostitute.
Apparently, she got sent down.
Another naughty boy.
Yeah.
Balotelli.
What's Mario?
Down? Shrinking violet Mario, so, yeah.
No, supposedly he's been stalking Raffaella. With lots of late night phone calls, up to 30 phone calls a night. I can just imagine him sitting there getting pissed with his mate or something, and then like
guess
2 in the morning, just like prank calling her.
Yeah,
like, see, like, don't know who this is.
See, yeah. I can just imagine him asking random things like, what's the capital of Bulgaria? And then hanging off. I don't think it'll be anything abusive or anything.
No, funny if he's prank calling Raphael, the
yeah. Hey, 23 seconds in, what do you do? Go on. But going on to other Italian naughty boys.
Yes. This is the guy on hunger strike.
There's the guy on hunger strike, yes, Emmanuel Pizzoli. He plays for Verona.
No, he's the fixer, isn't he?
And he's been banned for
the fixer. Stu's giving him a nickname.
Yeah.
That's what we've had a problem.
There's someone like libelous one at that.
So we've had a prostitute, a fixer, a hooker.
So he went to the outside their FA headquarters.
He's changed himself chair, on hunger strike. Yeah, like Homer Simpson in that episode when the team are going to move to Albuquerque. And
I have genuinely seen that Simpsons episode.
It's a good episode.
It is a good episode.
The Albuquerque isotope.
Yeah.
But he says it's unfair. He says he's completely innocent. He's been banned for 3 years. It's ruined his life. So he's gone on hunger strike. But he says, I'll go on hunger strike as long as I can. That's not the point. The point is you go on and threaten that you'll die for the cause.
As long as you can means until you're dead.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do it anymore, then
the way he's suggesting it is, I'll do it until I'm really hungry, and then I'll make up and have a hot dog.
I can't have a McDonald's, yeah.
But there's also,
McDonald's doesn't count. I'm on hunger strike, but I can have McDonald's.
There's also
a real food. An hour afterwards
I got really excited as well, because I saw Italian legend from the 90s, managing a club that's won the league for the first time in a few years, banned for 10 months. I was sure it was going to be Mancini, but it's not. It's Antonio Conte, who's been banned with Juventus for 10 months, but he tried to enter a plea bargain.
Yeah,
he said, no, just give us a ban for 10 games and we'll call it quits, lad.
Yeah.
What? Okay, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Guilt, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you I did it, you let me off.
He just needs to get Chelsea's lawyers on the case. He'll be fine, won't he? He'll give him a vote.
Speaking of Chelsea / ex-Chelsea, have you heard that Jose Mourinho's no longer the special one?
The only one. Sorry.
No, can we just pause for a second then? Talk about stealing punchlines, you bastard. Jose Mourinho is now not just called the special one, he's now announced himself as the only one.
Okay.
That's his new nickname. I think it's just another tale and the wonder that is Jose Mourinho. He's no longer the special one. Because what he's achieved in football, he's now just the one.
Well, I tell you, there's something that he hasn't achieved, and that was, I don't know if you saw, but the FA Cup returned this week as well as the League Cup. And
sorry, just quickly, did Mourinho ever find his dog? Do you remember when his dog went missing?
Yes, no. I think
he couldn't get through quarantine.
He couldn't get through quarantine, and he was willing to go to jail for the dog.
Was it?
He took a bullet for that dog.
I think it was. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Sorry, Dan.
No, well, carry on, mate.
He's barking at the wrong thing. Yeah.
On managerial, sorry, yes, it was the managerial return of Terry Venables in the FA.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Wembley thing?
He's the consultant slash manager of Wembley FC for the FA Cup, who have got Brian McBride, Lee Dixon, not Lee, no, not, sorry, Greg Rousseau, Ray Parler, and Claudio Caniggia, who
and,
scored.
Dave Seaman.
No, David Seaman's the goalkeeping coach.
Oh, was he not? He didn't play.
But Claudio Caniggia scored in their 3-2 win over Langford.
Yeah.
So they've got through to the. They were in the extra preliminary round before the preliminary round, which is before the first preliminary round. It's very strange.
Okay. Can I just say, that whole thing stinks. I've got to be honest.
Well, imagine, it's a sponsorship gimmick.
I know.
Nothing funny about that, sorry.
You're a footballer, you play for Wembley FC, right? The FA Cup is your only chance of any kind of glory at all, right? And then you're there, you're doing all right, blah, 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 you're playing along, you get your 20 quid a game, or whatever it is you get paid to play for Wembley FC, and then all of a sudden saying, right, fit. We're shipping people in.
Really fit.
And see, no one's listening to me now. There's
no. It happens once a show, at least.
Yeah.
It's actually been Claudio Caniggia, he had very ladylike.
There's no, it
shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But the clubs think more, this will keep us sort of, in business, I think, for a club of that size, if it means they can double their capacity.
I've got other news. Before Stuart jumps in with all his other news, I'm going to get in there.
All his other news.
Because I don't usually do other news. I usually let other people do other news.
Good of you.
I saw a clip the other day. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. When Wayne Rooney was a mascot for the Scouse Derby.
Is this on the Premier League Moments then?
Yes. Yeah. Had you seen it before?
Yeah.
I'd never seen it. So how old was he? About 5 or 6?
He was about 5 or 6, yeah, and he was trying to chip Neville's out.
Yeah, he came out. And brilliant. In the warm-up, there's footage of him repeatedly trying to chip Neville Southey.
You know, he's supposed to just kick it out.
You know when they do a little warm-up? He's actually chipping. And he's about as big as the ball. And the last one so nearly goes in.
I have to say, I have to specify that this was Neville Southall's pre-match warm-up where he got the mascot to hand him chips. So it wasn't anything to do with football.
But apparently he told it to fuck off.
I don't know if he swore at him, but after he tried it about four or five times, he's like, what are you doing, you little shit? So stop trying to chip me. But the technique on it was pretty amazing as well. For 5-6 Yeah, exactly.
I've never made it. I've got one video I saw this morning, which is brilliant, I think. Everyone loves Chris Kamara, right? You can't. And you know who's doing these adverts for Ladbrokes?
Yeah.
There's a new one out. And it's basically Cammy in the shower. Supposed to be promoting.
Sorry, you said Cammy in the shower. Mike's face was an absolute.
Cammy in the shower. I'll tell you what, he is ripped in it. Cammy's got. He's got. Anyway, so he's in the shower, supposed to be promoting Manwave shampoo. He is a ring, mate. Supposed to be promoting Manwave shampoo.
Manwave.
It's a bullshit. Isn't it? Yeah. It's bullshit. It's Manwave shampoo.
We've all had Manwave in the shower.
You don't want any Manwave in you in the shower.
It's like a bit like the Dark Destroyer or whatever it was called.
Dark Temptation.
That's it.
That's something I noticed in town, actually. They sell Dark Temptation.
Brilliant.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, so he's in the shower.
You could just tell Sy, he doesn't know.
All right,
after football one week, me and Sean in cubicles, and we didn't have any shower gel, so we asked Jay, Jamaican Jay, is what he's known as, to say, can we have some of your shower gel? He went, yes, here's my shower gel. Dark Temptation. Cheers, Jay, we'll have some of that. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
He's done that before with the ladies. Brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, so he's in the shower. Hot blonde comes out, he got out of the shower, towel wrapped round.
Robbie Savage?
No. Blonde comes out, hot blonde model, he's standing there chatting to her, and anyway, ball smacks her square in the face, knocks her straight into the shower. Old Tiziano Crudelli, the Italian commentator, jumps on, so it's going mental. She's fallen in the shower, whips off Cammy's towel even, and starts whipping him with it. It's great, ad. It's all about Ladbrokes.
What time is this shown? Is it after the water
show? Well, Cammy's arse is blurred out. So sure. It's brilliant.
Do you have other news? Chris Kamara got very annoyed today, didn't he?
Yes, he's fuming on Twitter. There's a double.
It's only about our hot. It's about breaking news. It's only about an hour ago.
There's a double page spread in the Sun today.
It can't be breaking news if it was printed last night.
It's his championship.
Cammy has reacted to it.
Right.
But the only bit he done was that. So he's saying that he wouldn't have done all these predictions before a ball was kicked in the league, and that he's apologised.
Oh, really?
That the Sun have basically. He's written about 400 words.
Yeah. 400 words.
The Sun contacted him and said, can you tell us who you think is going to be changed for promotion? He's wrote a lot about Leeds because he thinks that they may well have the recipe for success.
And on the back of that, they said, fuck it, they'll win the league.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all
they've
the rest around. Everything around it's just made up.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. But his comments on Twitter, he is fuming.
Yeah.
Speaking of fuming on Twitter, did you see Ollie Holt versus Alan Davies?
No.
Yeah. So Ollie Holt and Alan Davies have had a right little barney, and even in today's column, Well, it is Page today, sorry. Ollie Hall takes another dig at Alan Davis.
How did this come about?
It was all about, you know, obviously with the whole Liverpool playing on
Hillsborough.
Still watching that, yeah. That's all that. And then it came on to Ollie Hall saying that it was the spending increase from 2 billion to 9 billion of the Olympics was a farce, basically, and it probably wasn't going to be any good. Ollie Hall obviously then sent his own best Olympics I've ever seen, you know, but Alan Davies stuck the boot in to Ollie Hall over the overspending and all this sort of thing, and they've ended up just having a complete barney on Twitter. And last night as well, just looking through, Ollie Hall just kept tweeting, basically just slating Alan Davies, basically going, he should go to just saying that his gigs are sold out and he's in complete waste of space, all this sort of thing. Just
his gigs are sold out, surely that's a positive.
Oh, I'm sold out.
Did they argue over who had the most luscious hair?
No.
He's cut most of his hair.
What, Ollie Davis?
Ollie Hall. Ollie Hall.
But also on Twitter, sorry, did you see, I was telling you about this, Jimmy, the other day, and after the closing ceremony when Pelé came on the stage, Joey Barton.
Well, the other Viagra pills have worked well, haven't they?
Nice.
He'd been watching the Cameo advert. It had to happen somewhere.
Joey Barton and Henry Winter had a discussion over Twitter.
Barton talks quite a lot to the journalists, doesn't he? Generally gets involved in the conversation.
Yeah, basically, what it came out, he was talking about the best player in the world. Basically, Pelé being. Joey Barton said that Pelé was completely overrated. It wasn't even in his top five greatest players ever.
Okay.
Which I think is... he based it on the fact that he only played in America and Brazil. He might have won a couple of World Cups, but he had loads of good teammates. Slated him.
He might have won a World Cup at 17, scored two goals in the final.
Yeah. Apart from that.
Come out of retirement to win it in 1970.
It's not like Joey Barton.
Could have played left, right, head, you name it.
Pelé's just the poor man's Royal Fox to me, Pelé.
Yeah. Poor man Royal Fox,
so,
yeah.
There you go. Did anyone see that there was a Champions League game abandoned as well?
Was it?
Yeah, it was a Cypriot side, I believe.
Limassol.
No, it may not have been Cypriot actually, but yeah, it was abandoned. They were 3-0 down, and their fans got on the pitch, and it had to be abandoned. Yeah, look into that for me, Sean.
Yeah,
I will do. I can't remember the team's name.
Just a last little bit on just chucking in a bit of Western Sydney Wanderers. On that note, there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is they signed their first two foreign players, both Croatians, Dino Kucinda, who I said about last week, and Matteo Polak, I think his name is. But the bad news is that Sydney FC were playing a friendly against MacArthur Rams last night, and there was a massive kick-off between supposedly Western Sydney fans and Sydney FC fans. After a flare got thrown at half time, then got thrown back, a 6-year-old kid got hurt but not injured, luckily. Oh, sorry, injured but not badly, got like a stone in his head or something. A stone thrown at his head, but he's alright, but he's fine. Okay. And it was
just severely disfigured, he'll live.
Yeah, he'll be alright, it's a bit of a lump. There was a proper crowd trouble, like old school hooliganism. Filtering over to Sydney, but both chairmen came out and slated.
Not in Australia.
But both chairmen have come out and gone, this will not be tolerated. They're not proper fans, basically. Which is fair.
Friend of the podcast and former Gillingham bench warmer, Bruce Nkango. Was in the headlines the other day in the Romanian league, CFR Cluj, you've probably heard of it, in the Champions League. They beat Otelu Galati 2-1. The Galati goal was scored by a certain Mr. Bruce Nkango.
Go on, Bruce. Bruce and the Golden Goblet.
There you go. So the man with the Golden Goblet is scoring goals in the Romanian Premier League.
There you go. Any other news? Anyone want to jump in with any other news?
My last little bit of news was, did anyone see Tony Hibbert scored his first goal for Everton in 308 games? Yeah. His own testimonial. Apparently, it wasn't even a joke. It was a genuine free kick. And as the Everton fans have promised to do, and they were chanting, "We're right if Hibbert scores," they all legged it on the pitch.
Did they? Was it during a game?
Yeah, during the game. Big pitch invasion. And then they were chanting, "He scores when he wants."
Brilliant.
I want to score often then, obviously.
It's one of the things that I love in football, when a player has played...
Lloyd Doyley at Watford the other year.
Lloyd Doyley.
Well, Gary Neville scores about once every 3 years.
Bang on. Richard Shaw's game, played about 600 games for Coventry. He only scored one goal against Chelsea. The other one, which links into Denmark at Euro 92, John Jensen scored the opening goal, which was an amazing goal. He scored one goal for Arsenal in about 100 games.
Yeah, and there were t-shirts that around. I was there when Jensen scored.
Yeah, at QPR. And there's still t-shirts.
It is great when you get... absolute no chance scoring 400 games and then just bangs.
They tend to be decent goals as well, didn't they, for a long run?
What wound me up was when Claude McAlady scored a 25-yard screamer against Spurs.
Where was that one when you were playing?
Yeah, what on earth was that all about? Anyway.
There you go. One last little bit. We've got to mention it. England-Italy tonight. We have to mention it. Very strange the way they do these games, isn't it?
Well, UEFA, I don't know if UEFA handed us a sort of edict that says you have to play games now.
It's one of the few times in the international calendar where you can have a friendly.
There's a load of games on. And
it is bizarre.
Scotland-Australia tonight as well.
That'll be a decent game, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you're being very loose with the term decent there, Mr. Head.
All right, that'll be a competitive game.
That will be a game.
Yeah. Jordan Rhodes is playing, is it?
Yeah, he's starting for Scotland.
On the international front, before we go and talk about England, really, something I noticed, Aaron Ramsey has never received an apology from Shawcross.
No.
But he's sort of forgiven him by basically saying, I didn't need an apology, blah, blah. They're now trying to get him to play for Wales. He played for England at under-21 level, and Aaron Ramsey is well behind it, saying, yeah, get him to play, we need...
To be fair, though, Aaron Ramsey has never apologised to any of the celebrities that he's assassinated.
Well, this is it, yeah, of course. When he does score, then...
Bin Laden.
Yeah.
But,
Whitney Houston, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it was noticeable when he scored that penalty in the Olympics. Mugabe didn't leave his house, did he? He stayed in.
So what are we wearing tonight? I think it's going to be...
It's a bit of a pony England team. What's it? I haven't even seen the Italy team.
Is it a decent Italy team? Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I really am.
Honestly, so I couldn't agree more. I know I should not be saying this on the football podcast because I love football, but I'm not even that excited. It's the Premier League kicks off this weekend.
Won't Lee
and I'm
Dixon
not that
be
excited.
Making his second England debut? He's on ITV.
He might be.
Lee Dixon debut. It's worth it for that.
Dicko, I
think it'll be.
Is it on ITV tonight?
Believe so. Yeah, away.
I might watch it.
I'm enthused by what I heard on the radio from Gillingham last night. But in terms of the Premier League and all the rest of it, I've not got an interest.
I'm really hoping this time next week when we're sat here, obviously you won't be here, sorry, but that I really hope that I've found the love again, because at the moment I can't get excited before the build-up, and it's a weird feeling.
Well, I thought that, and then I went to the game last night. Being there when we scored, it's just like football is back and I'm lovely. Then I've got Geraint Jones.
Then again, we've got Newcastle away on Saturday, which is never going to be a
live on ESPN.
ESPN
the 5:30, there's some good games. Like
I'm going to be live blogging that for Mirror Football, I think.
Nice. Boom. Little plug there, Mirror Football. Follow us at Simon Heads. Complaints also to Simon Heads. Man United Everton on the Monday as well.
Yeah.
At Goodison, that'll be a cracker.
Yeah.
There is some good games coming up. I think Arsenal might slip up at home to Sunday. Anyway, we'll be talking about this all next week. Next week, we've got some actual competitive football to get our teeth
into.
And then we're talking points
the
Capital
One Cup.
So we'll be back next week with a full podcast review. We'll have Hogwarts. We'll update you with the Fantasy Football podcast. At the moment, get on there. If you're not on there yet, fantasyfootball.mirror.co.uk. The league name is Pubcast with a capital P.
Oh, I need to get on that.
And the code, so we've got about 40 people in there at the moment.
Yeah.
Really?
And the code...
Don't be so surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, is that it?
Well recovered.
And the code is 800791.
It's on our Facebook page and on...
We'll be tweeting as well, so don't worry about that.
I'll have to get a team in there.
Yeah. There are some teams in there, one of which, Mike Coxon has tried to be funny. He's left, so we can mug him off now.
Brilliant.
Was obviously part-time comedian trying to get onto the comedy circuit.
Definitely part-time, by the way.
He thought, right, there's a bit of pressure on me. Everyone knows that, like, I've got to come up with a really good team name. What's his team name again?
Mike Band Word On.
Cox On. Mike Coxon.
So basically what's happened is the system has deleted one of his words.
No, he's not. That's not the system.
He's trying to be funny.
Like his name Mike Band Word
Word Coxon. Oh, Ox On. Sorry, yeah, God.
It's even better when you say it, right?
Yeah.
Terrible. But yeah, next week Sean's going to be looking at who's top of that and who they've got in their team.
I've got to do this today. I'm going to do this afternoon.
If I get time, I'll do that tonight.
Right, email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast.
Bye-bye.
the right amount of W's this
well
week.
Yeah.
Complaints as ever.
At Simon Head.
Do you know, I've had no.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Some guy started mugging you off royally, and you were like,
yeah.
You should find out that I don't have anything.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
he tweeted you, because every week we say complaints.
Oh, right.
A genuine complaint.
Oh, that was yonks ago.
But then again, nice to know that there's not that many complaints.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone loves us.
Well.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at Football Podcast. That is where you get everything on there, every blog we do, every show that goes up. So that's the best place to follow us. And then go on the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. We're off to eat some dodgy Thai sweets.
Sweet.